Ground. Go ahead.
You want to sing. You want to sing in the beginning.
Ground,
I love
ground Ground Major Tom.
We're going to get sued. You can't sing too much of that.
Major
Eating
Tom's going to sue.
Pumpkins
us.
On the farm.
Okay, change.
Different words when you. Well, it's, it was
parody.
Different words.
It could be
different.
No parody.
Like, I don't like date pumpkins.
Okay. Wear up.
Hmm. Well, it was worth a shot.
You don't like pumpkins?
Like, what? Just to eat in a pumpkin?
Well, nobody
if
wants.
If you say, here's an apple, I go, mmm.
Right.
If you say, here's a pumpkin, I'm like.
Pumpkin soup?
What's supposed to do with this?
Pumpkin soup is really good.
Yeah, you can make something
pumpkin
out of it.
Pumpkin pie is really good.
Yeah. Pumpkin is a woman's food.
What?
Really?
No, it's not.
Women eat pumpkins.
That's sexist.
Many. Except for pumpkin pie.
What about the seeds?
Yeah, women eat pumpkins. Don't act like I'm crazy.
Pumpkin soup.
Women
Any
eat pumpkins.
Pumpkin and soup, squash soup.
Where are you getting this women
butternut
eat
squash.
Pumpkins
that's
thing.
Women's
I
food.
I want to know in the comments.
It's not a negative comment.
I think hippos like
women
pumpkins.
Women love that food.
Well, so do men.
Women like to wear bras.
So do men.
That's true.
But I'm talking about the majority.
Oh, okay.
Majority of women eat pumpkin, squash, butternut squash.
And the majority of men do the same thing.
I'll have to check out this Redneck Daily pub you're reading. Yeah.
You know how I know what I'm saying is true? Because as soon as I said that women eat pumpkin and butternut squash, he bolted out of his office and gave me this look like, I eat those things.
More than men. And they
he
talk
does
about
a
Ada
lot of stuff that women do.
Right. Well, he might, but so do
who,
I.
Ada Hop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Adahawk does.
Like what?
No.
Wait. It's
we
can a wormhole.
We could go into that, but at first I want to thank our sponsor,
oh,
Squarespace.
Perfect timing.
Squarespace. Huge pumpkin advocates.
Again, I love that women eat pumpkins and butternut squash and the occasional man.
I love both of those things.
Okay. They eat, occasional man.
You just said they eat the occasional man?
No, they eat, like, the occasional man eats pumpkins and
oh,
butternut
okay,
squash.
Oh, okay, because you said, I love that women eat pumpkin, butternut squash, and the occasional man.
Like butternut squash soup? My God.
Phrasings. Listen, turn your butternut squash Squarespace idea into reality. With
that's
Squarespace.
Right. Start a website.
What a segue.
Yeah.
Sell those things.
What a segue.
Well,
Simon.
I tried.
Yeah.
No, but really.
And cater to your demographic, the women demographic.
Oh, God, my phone's going off. Look at that.
Beep, boop, boop.
I feel like
beep,
memes.
Beep,
bloop, bloop,
bloop, tell them about the butternut squash.
Beep, boop. Squarespace makes it easier than ever for you to launch your passion project. Anything that you really want to work on, like squash soup or pumpkins for men. We need to totally bring men into this demographic.
No, you don't want to start
understand?
A company
let
that has
finish.
No audience.
Let them finish.
No, right?
We got to
go
try.
Build an audience. Yeah. Pumpkin.com.
No.
Nope.
God,
nope,
I'm going to
nope,
have to
don't
beep
do
the
that.
First thing ever in an ad.
Okay.
Whether you're showcasing your work or selling products of any kind, with beautiful templates and the ability to customize just about anything, you can easily make a beautiful website yourself. The templates really are awesome. It really is very easy. And if you have an idea, these days you can say, you know what? I can turn this idea into a reality. You can actually do it. So check out squarespace.com for a trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code NEEBS for 10% off the first purchase of your website or domain. That's squarespace.com, offer code NEEBS for 10% off.
That's awesome. I'd love to check that out.
You should.
NEEBS doesn't like pumpkin, but you know what he does like? He likes to pumpkin.
What does that mean?
Like,
what does that mean?
Like
you like to have sex with your cousin, pumpkin.
Oh, God. You like to pump.
Is that what you meant?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I just threw out a word and hoped it worked.
I love pumpkin. I love to pump Ken. That's really
Travis
how you say it.
Travis raised his hand to do that.
He well, because I didn't want to get jumped on.
Like, I really got to
get
this
for like me. A good 30 seconds. I can't wait to stir this.
I'm polite.
Ooh, I got one boiling.
Ooh, me.
I got a good one.
All right. But you know what we're going to do today, too, different, is we're going to jump right into the comments. We threw this together haphazardly.
Yeah.
We just recorded
Arc. Yep.
So Neebs only has
very smooth.
Yeah.
Just like we planned.
Oh yeah, everything's fantastic.
Wow.
But you know what? Actually, we should start off with Abstro because you never start off.
You want me to start off?
Why not?
Do it.
Listen, I got a great comment.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
This comment is from Deanna Johnson that says, I have been a fan since Battlefield Friends season 1. In 2013, I started dating this boy who also loved Battlefield Friends. So I paid for you guys to create sing a BFF happy birthday song for him. He was so surprised and happy, and I'm not saying that it was because of you guys, but he definitely put a ring on it. Been married 4 years now, and we watch all of your videos. Thanks for being a catalyst for love.
Man.
Like I like that story.
Isn't this where we apologize?
That's a good story, and I guarantee
feels good.
She loves pumpkin and squash products.
God damn it. I bet you he likes it more.
I bet he likes it slightly less. I love pumpkin pie. That's like the
I don't
one.
Know why you're still on this?
That's the one food that crosses borders.
I like pumpkin beer.
I do too.
We're gonna go there.
I really do. When it's the season,
mm-hmm. That Leinenkugel fall pumpkin beer.
Mm.
Shit, yeah.
Leinenkugel lemon. Lemon shandy.
Yeah, lemon shandy's good. The pumpkin shandy is a close second.
Well,
lemons are man's food.
Sounds like, I don't know.
Lemons are a man's
food. Lemon pie is man's food.
I don't really agree with
lemon pie's
the pumpkin
a man?
Or a lemon
yeah,
thing.
I'm so confused.
I mean,
what happened to you?
I get the whole pumpkin spice thing, but yeah, Neebs, you're way off on this.
What'd you do on July 4th, Neebs? Became sexist.
Yeah, congrats.
I don't know why this is sexist. Why is this sexist?
Because you're totally throwing...
It's a generalization.
Yeah,
you know, women give birth.
Where are you getting this data?
Oh,
that's
you're sexist.
That's a fact.
It's sexist
pumpkin
against
fact.
Men.
No, it's
pumpkin
not.
Is gross
bullshit.
Women food.
Bullshit.
Oh, my God.
What happened to him?
This
you
is
really
where,
are.
This is the video where everyone starts to hate Neebs.
No, this is the one, the mark of when everything starts going downhill.
Yeah.
He started to get kooky with the pumpkin. You probably won't let
hey,
it go.
I could be
starts
like,
at pumpkins.
Like, what's his name?
Donald Trump.
Yeah, him.
Trumpkin.
Harvey Weinstein.
Who's the guy that was in Ace Ventura?
Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey.
No, he got more enlightened. That's a big difference.
Weird.
No,
yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
He
was a pumpkin soup guy.
He
got enlightened about certain things. Like, I watched that documentary.
No, he was annoying in that.
About the movie. That was
yeah,
douchey.
Yeah.
Yes,
well, no,
I get
it. I've seen him in a podcast
recently. He read one Buddhist
like,
pamphlet
hey, little,
and thinks he's a messiah.
Anyone got a rebuttal on that? Or just
no, I'm good.
Yeah,
I still like
messiah.
All right, yeah, me too.
I like some Jim Carrey.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's good peoples.
All right, no more pumpkins for
a little
at least
cookie,
20
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah, what's your next comment, Epsro?
This one's from Todd Beauchamp, or Beauchamp.
Beauchamp.
I
like
yeah, yeah.
Beauchamp.
Let's see what happens in like a French
you said
accent today.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is from an ARC video. It says, I love these vids, but I was thinking by the time you finish Ragnarok and move to Aberration, Extinction will have already been out. People will have forgotten about Aberration. Are you going to skip Aberration and go straight to Extinction or what?
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to
skip.
No doubt.
Aberration.
We've said many times we don't want to go to that map.
Yeah.
But
Aberration
it's not pretty.
Happen.
But we are going to go to
excited
the other
about
map.
That one.
Yeah.
Extinction
starts, looks cool.
By the time that comes out, hopefully we'll be rolling right into it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because we haven't done that with any of the maps yet.
Man.
Fucking. So that would be beautiful to jump right in when it's fresh.
Could you imagine if we started playing games when they came out?
That would be insane.
That's nuts.
That's crazy talk.
So yeah. I think we're doing good.
Yeah. We'll be fine.
I feel like we're doing a pretty good show so far.
Yeah, I think it's going great.
Yeah, it's like 100 and something episodes now.
No, but I mean, I think we stepped it up a little bit on
oh, you're talking about ARC.
An ARC.
I was talking about
you were
this,
talking about this particular
video.
Show.
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
Well, good.
This one's, I got another comment from Caleb Bayer, mm-hmm. who says, I rewatched all of your ARC videos, and I saw that you named your Parasaur useless in Scorched Earth. Did you know that the Parasaur's second ability is a radar to enemies? It will highlight a
it
red
is,
circle
man.
On the location of the enemy.
What are the chances
of
that?
How we discovered that today?
We
discovered that today.
And we were like, what did Cool Abdul do?
Yeah.
I accidentally clicked the right button on the mouse.
Who'd have thunk you could click the right button?
Yeah,
you
accidentally,
know,
too.
Maybe why we never knew that, because we don't run into a lot of strangers.
Exactly.
And today we ran into one.
Yeah, but that doesn't change the fact that I accidentally...
But had
it.
There been no stranger,
it would have
we'd never
probably
seen
it.
We would have never known.
No, but that thing would have still pulsed out.
Not if there wasn't an enemy, a stranger
yeah, if there's
there.
There's not an enemy there.
It doesn't do like a search, a scan.
It might,
but it wouldn't find anyone.
It wouldn't
it
say
still might
that.
Search, though.
It would probably just have a different
no,
result.
I know I've right clicked on a Parasaur before. I've never seen any sort of message.
It only
like,
does
it didn't
that.
Find
if
anything.
It,
yeah.
Oh.
Could be wrong. But yeah, we discovered that today.
But Dralis is the only person that has experienced that from the Parasaur, so I don't know.
But yeah. It highlights for the whole tribe, because when he did it, I mean, we all saw the red circle, right?
No, I just looked
on
the
stranger.
Yes.
I saw that.
Yeah, all right, but yeah, you weren't on
the I didn't see catch. Some wave, like, come flying across the land.
So
scanning.
I wonder how far, it'd be a good thing to test, how far out it actually does a scan.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Because, like, where would it be helpful? In a cave? Knowing something's coming up?
Yeah, does it only do it with other tribe members, or does it doesn't do it with just the dinosaurs out there, does it?
Don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if it highlights those guys or if it only highlights like, oh, here's a tribe mate you're not friends with.
We've got a lot of science to never do.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? We could talk a little bit about the fact that it was a collab, because that's out already, the first one.
Yeah,
that's
true. Yeah,
the collab with Mr. Moon.
Which I didn't get to experience, neither did Apsaro.
Yeah, we were not here for the first part of the collab. Yeah, we just recorded the second part of the collab.
Yeah.
I like that guy's content a lot.
He's fun.
His videos, yeah. Oh, he's great.
Great streamer, too.
Mm-hmm. First time on the first video where Apsaro and Simon weren't there, he was going through a storm.
That's right. He kept
in his hometown. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And his power went out like three times while we were recording.
Oh, no shit. Where's he from?
Up in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Okay.
New England, yeah.
Oh, is it Hank? I should have talked to him a little bit more about pizza and
weed.
Yeah,
that'd have been great.
You know, it's legal in Massachusetts, the weed.
Is it really?
Yes, ma'am.
Did Simon. You know that ladies don't like pizza?
Nope. But they like weed and pumpkins. Sorry. I shouldn't have brought it
Simon
up.
Here lately, he keeps, was it CBD?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, CBD.
No matter what you bring up. You know
everything.
What is good for that?
CBD.
CBD.
It's kind of true, though.
It kind of is. Guys,
CBD
listen.
Is like a chemical byproduct.
No, it is one of the
plant.
Main two cannabinoids that are known is THC, and CBD is the second one. There's a whole bunch of other ones in there, but CBD is proven to by scientists all over the place, and there's shit ton of studies now. It's fucking amazing. If you have, it's a natural way for people to cope with a lot of different ailments. And it's proven, but you should do research. You need to find out wherever you buy it from. You need to make sure that's completely legit to make sure that you're getting the right stuff. But look into it if you're looking for an alternative to prescription drugs for a lot of things, because it's proven to help.
Are we sponsored by CBD?
No,
we should.
We should
be. Like yeah. work on that too.
No, man, it's fucking. Listen, it's a good. It's a great public service announcement.
No, you brought this up.
I'll make
you were telling about some people that are taking treatments and they're sick. And
I
they're
have
taking
a family member that's using it, and it's doing good things for.
And then you brought it up to me today because listen, my dog Harley Bear, precious little
precious
creature,
little angel, fat
little, little,
he's
little,
like
little,
a
little,
child,
little,
little,
little
angels,
fat dog.
Yeah, he's big, but. He does not like the fireworks.
Hates it.
And we just had 4th of July, and my goodness, he looks like he's free. He just shivers so bad.
Are you sure it's the fireworks or just the
out.
Hot dog and burger smells that
no,
he's getting?
No, it's thunder.
He's like, he just ate, he's having like PTSD, which by the way, CBD is also good for.
I'm sure.
He ate like 10 hot dogs and he's freaking out over it.
Yeah, this
sorry.
Is not a laughing matter.
All right.
No, yeah,
Harley,
no, your dog's really
so
scared.
Pitiful.
I hate it.
Yeah. He shakes like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And then Simon's like, you need to give CBD. You need to give Harley some CBD.
Listen, the thing is, it started to gain more popularity. It's been in pet stores. You could probably find it in pet stores in town.
Pet store?
Of course. It's made for pets.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to raise my hand.
Yeah. I would try that.
Well, I piggybacked earlier on this because my sister has a obese dog that gets scared with thunderstorms. His name is Toby. Yeah. And they've been giving it to him, and I guess it works.
She not only gets it works, she swears by it, doesn't she?
Yeah.
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 Worth the shot.
So
yeah,
we should get some fireworks from Myrtle Beach in your backyard.
And some CBD.
CBD
do
for
some
the
science.
Pop.
Be fun. And in worst case scenario, we just scare the shit out of your dog.
Yeah.
Listen,
he'll
throw
learn
a hot
like
dog,
fireworks.
Move
on.
No, my plan was to have Neebs go and buy fireworks and just set them off every night.
Yeah, that's not illegal in our state or cheap.
Right.
Yeah, no. Listen, yeah, it'd take a little bit, but the dog get used to it.
We live in a state where fireworks are illegal.
Every firework that goes off that he doesn't react to because of the CBD, hopefully.
Right.
But everyone, reward him with another hot dog.
Yep.
Good boy. Where's your good boy?
Every time
you're throwing
there's a bang,
up,
you
okay.
get to eat.
We had to rewire that
that's
mind.
Like Pavlov's dog. That every time a firework goes off, he just starts drooling.
Oh, yes. All right.
All right. I got one more comment. Yeah. And this is from the ARC episode, the Giga versus Giga. And this is from Private Caboose, who says, the Giga issue is so that PvP servers in ARK won't be full of Giga tamers going around and one-shotting enemy tribes. To have a full-powered tamed Giga would be incredibly unfair in the game. That's why they nerfed the attack damage for the tamed Gigas. And like, listen.
They went too far.
I think they need a better solution.
Way too far.
Yeah, just give each tribe, like, you're only allowed one Giga or something. I don't know, but still, the fact that a level 200 Giga can die to a level 16 Giga
is
insane.
AdaHop was saying that the 16 Giga, I don't know, I think he said something like 70,000 damage compared...
Health.
Health.
Yeah.
Compared to the 16,000 or something that we had?
Yeah, I saw a lot of that in the comments.
A wild giga, 70,000 health. A tame giga, 16,000.
Right. So there's never any chance there.
Yeah, I wish they would figure out a different way to nerf, because, yeah, that affects PvE players who just don't want to deal with
it. I get it.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I get it, but I wish there was a button you could click on the server.
But we never would have attacked a level 16 giga.
Yeah.
We know it was that crazy. We knew it was. Yeah. No, that's the thing, too. We knew it was going to change, but that's an insane amount of change.
Yeah, and then in the comments, a lot of people were mad at us. They were like, we told you guys. Like, yeah, we heard you. We knew.
We just didn't know how crazy.
Yeah, we didn't realize
it was crazy, but not that crazy.
Yeah, well, yeah. I've got comments from that video that...
They're just ripping us apart?
Kind of. Yeah. So, continue.
So, would even, like, a level 2, would it have died to, a level 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, any level.
Level
1.
A level 200 versus level 1, the level 1 would have won.
That's fucked.
Yeah, it is fucked.
And we did. We took some precaution. I didn't want you to attack quite as early as you did.
Yeah, no, we were like, let's shoot it from a distance. Let's
but
do what
we
can. But
some of the shooting was even cut out because our videos are cut down a little bit, so they're not boring. But we shot the level 16 quite a bit before attacking it.
Yeah. Didn't do shit. I was so mad at that game when that happened.
It was funny, though.
No, it was funny. I mean,
but it's a joke in a bad way, too.
Yeah. Hey, and it died along with the Far Cry series.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. How fitting.
Yeah, Far Cry on top of it. It worked.
What else? What, are you done?
I'm done. Yeah, I'm done with Black comments.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go last today.
Okay, I'll go next since we're talking about Ark. JT Sharp said in the Giga versus Giga video, losing Giga Montoya was your own damn fault. Many, many, many goddamn comments said not to have a tamed Giga go against a wild Giga of any level. Neebs and Apsaro, for now, you are my fourth and fifth of those of you I want to bang. Congrats, Dora. You are number one. Simon, you're third. And Thick went from fifth to second. Congrats, buddy. You deserve it.
Hey.
So we can... JT Sharp.
I'm number...
Number one.
You're number one.
Holy shit. So, I don't deserve that. But
Simon will get your sloppy seconds. And...
No, I'll get third.
Oh, no,
right?
I will. I get sloppy seconds.
Yeah, you're second. I'd be happy to get thirds by you.
Okay, yeah.
You guys are fucked because I'm messy.
No, he'll be out of stamina by then.
Yeah. Thirsty thirds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we learned a lesson, but it's ridiculous.
It's a stupid lesson to learn, though.
Will3116 says, by the way, griffins can't breed. Unless you maybe add a mod to make them able to breed. But yeah, I guess since they don't have a gender.
And I feel like we knew that.
We did.
Probably.
We did months ago, and then just we just forgot it, which is what we do.
It's a lot to keep up. I mean, we play so many games. In your head, you got to keep up with the rules to every one of them.
Yeah.
And it gets tough.
Yeah.
Plus, we're not that good.
Yeah.
No.
We spend more time editing.
Than getting better and better at the game.
Yeah, trying to get good at the game.
But that's all going to change.
Is it?
No.
Yeah, we're
going to. No, we're
going to start uploading hours of footage unedited.
You're better. Hey, we should do one of those videos where you react to your gameplay 5 years ago. You know those YouTubers react to their first video?
Oh, do they?
Like pull up a Minecraft video and watch you like just trying to navigate the
ground. I
couldn't
hear myself. What about the portal stuff? That too much.
I know, but just watching you like try to jump over something.
Yeah, I guess. God, I don't know why I thought it was so hard.
Remember, like, I'd be standing right beside you and like, where are you? And you're like, looking at the ground, look at the sky, look at the ground. I'm like, I'm right beside you. Just turn to the right.
That still happens
a lot.
You
just did that in 7 days, this last episode.
Because, well, the thing is, I'm looking around and where I'm looking, obviously, you see the fucking footage, where I'm looking, you're not showing up.
But if you took your mouse and you went level with the horizon and just started scanning.
It doesn't always work like that.
Left to right, eventually you'd see the person right beside you.
It doesn't always work like that.
100% of the time it would work like that.
You know what? 100% of the time.
I'm with Neebs on this. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah. You ought to just be able to do it 360 and see somebody.
Cause like,
snap.
No, I'm not with you on that one.
Nope.
Just because I'm with you on this one does not mean I'm with the pumpkin
thing. I'm starting to go towards the pumpkins now.
That 7 days video when like we were doing that whole the radiation zone.
Yeah.
And then he died and then he was going to come back and he was like, so where are you guys? Like there are limited options of where we could
out the door and to the right.
Exactly
the only place
where we
could be.
No, we're in the canyon.
Yeah. We all jumped.
You know what? I think I'm going to quit again. I think we're going to go back to that.
I like picking on your sense of direction.
No, you do. It's awful.
It's
but I feel like it has gotten better.
Oh, yeah.
And then some fucking asshole, I didn't even save your comment, asshole. You know who you are. It was just like, because saying something about, Simon, I've been watching you play. You never learn from your failures. Fuck you. I learn from my failures.
You should have seen where he was.
I don't learn from all of them, but I learn from failure. Yeah. We all do.
Tell him, Simon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
You know who you are.
Fuck him.
Let me go to my next comment from Blue Fire Draca. Says, RIP Giga Montoya, you were underutilized and you got neebed.
Oh,
neebed. Neebed, adjective.
Oh, shit.
Thinking you are prepared enough to do something after reaching the barest possible minimum needed to be prepared and then dying because of it. It's like getting thicked, but 10 times worse.
Wow, damn.
May you have many a feast and fields to rampage in the afterlife.
Well,
that's very worse.
I feel like, well, shit. Look at today.
Oh, yeah,
man.
We can't talk about that.
But yeah. Geez.
We're not going to, but
we got Neeb today. But
this will work.
It's perfect.
Rest in peace, thicked. Because it's not a thing anymore.
No, it still exists.
No, it needs to be exaggerated. Urban Dictionary.
You just told us the mathematical difference.
No, no, right. That was a comment. I didn't say that from my brain.
Well, that's fact,
though. That's all. The only difference is one is prepared slightly and thinks they are prepared and they're not. One's not prepared at all.
Yeah, Thick doesn't prepare at all.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time that I got anybody killed.
It's been a minute.
That's because we've all been avoiding you.
No, we've been together. Okay. As a matter of fact, you can't access our
animals now, which has kept a lot of things alive. But listen, when I mess up big.
Wet Favre. Do you remember Wet Favre?
Yeah.
I gave you an animal knowing that it was going to die. I need my stuff. I need my stuff.
When did Jimmy Buffett get here?
that's
your Buffett impression.
You make Jimmy Buffett look like a baritone.
Fans to the left.
Or like it can sing.
Yeah, that's true.
Y'all heard that song about a volcano? I'm on singing.
She came down from Cincinnati.
Ladies don't like pumpkins. Everybody.
Hey, everybody, it's an alpha squid, but my stuff's down there. Let me go get it. Fins to the left. Goodbye, Wet Favre.
I don't even know if I had any good stuff down there. I left all my good weapons back home.
Yeah.
We had a blueprint stick.
We were the only ones that didn't die, right?
Yeah, because I was smart enough to never go back down.
We knew better.
Listen, you just met Wet Favre that day. We knew Cooter for a long time.
Oh, is that? Wow.
Of course. Of course.
Well, yeah,
Giga Montoya. Giga not special?
I liked Giga, but...
Do you want to go here?
You know how far we went back with Cooter? You can't.
You want to go here?
It's a spoiler, wouldn't it?
Yeah, let me. I know
what Josh is upset about.
We went back a ways for Cooter. We went back a ways with Cooter.
Pick
okay?
this up next time.
Number one, I tamed Cooter. Technically, my bird. Number two, Cooter wasn't even supposed to be in Ragnarok, but I illegally brought Cooter.
It was unnatural.
Over.
Good points so far. Two very good points. Go on.
So
it doesn't
thought about
mean,
this.
It doesn't
two
mean
good
we
points.
Didn't fall in love with him and care about Cooter.
Listen, you were downplaying Giga Montoya saying, you know, whatever, but it was a very important animal to have.
The sheriff of our
what
city.
I wanna know,
we named
what I want to know is how Astro gets no blame for Giga Montoya.
No, he was equally at fault.
All the blame is going on me.
I know.
Because I was the one that was like, you sure you want to do this?
You know what?
I kept saying, stay back. Like, I don't think it's a finger point. We don't need to point fingers.
After today, I think it's going
to
be justified.
It's so nice when the fingers are pointed at you to say we don't need to point fingers.
Astro was right in the thing.
Listen,
and
I was the
said,
one doing the fighting.
Stay back until I weaken him.
Okay.
And then he fought him, but that's okay.
And well, there's another fact. It's like, Astro, the verb is already taken. We know that means getting something in your butt.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Ooh, I got Astro'd.
Yeah. Astro'd by a stranger.
Who put that there?
That's not coming out.
All right.
I guess I'm going to have to go to the doctor.
Well, Ryan Long gave us a comment from that video. He says, I love Neebs and Apsro, but honestly, I have never been more annoyed by them. Their casual attitude when they got the Giga kill is pathetic.
Well, I was mad. I was just mad at the game more than anything. I was like, I can't believe this.
Says, where was... It happens. Just eat ice cream and be depressed when Cooter died. You two have gotten more animals, rip mean martinis, killed than Thick, but you still love saying we got thicked.
It is fun to say. It rolls
I don't like
the
it. It does, yeah.
Neebs, You don't like the finger point, do you? But I'll coin a term after my friend who just gets one bird kill after I get
it's a permanent finger.
Dozen of our dinosaurs killed.
Just floating around your head all day.
But you guys, because I'd never heard any. I heard that, you know, you got to be really careful, this or that. But you guys had all heard and or read no matter what level.
Yeah, I'd seen comments. I didn't process
that
no matter
dumb.
What level.
I would have said, what are we
but
doing?
This is why you act like we didn't prepare.
No, we prepared.
We brought Ascendant rifles to the fight and weakened this thing beforehand.
That's true, but they did say no matter what.
Yeah, but if you take a giga from 100 to like 20 and then they fight, maybe it's got a chance.
He brought it from like 100
to 99.
I'm sure
some comments did.
Yeah, whatever.
But that was the plan.
Of
Go
course.
In, weaken him with the rifles.
Yeah.
Giga Montoya comes in for the kill.
Right.
Thick, I believe you're up with the next comment.
It's from the Head Snatchers video. That was that crazy thing where you take off people's
heads.
Oh, I
was really good at that game.
Yeah, you were very good. I was very good.
Mm-hmm.
least amount of dislikes on that video, I think.
Yeah, there was a lot of dislikes
for it.
So we won't be doing another one of those.
No, I think it's because it was one of those games where you just...
Yeah, the view of it.
The view of it, and there's like,
I tried to watch it. I couldn't figure out who was who.
I can't believe
well, you didn't put a key.
Yeah, but still, it was just like, man, there's too much going on here.
Yeah, yeah.
Why wouldn't you put like a color chart for the audience to know who's who?
Well, we said it in the beginning.
Yeah, I know, but I still
the
like
octopus,
even
the geisha. Yeah, but I figured. Well, I figure our audience has memories.
I think they would have. I mean, like, how do you
hear it and then?
Yeah. No, when it comes to video, you have to say something a bunch of times.
Do you?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I don't think that. Well,
our audience is smarter than that, though. They are.
We're gonna go with that.
Why would you think they? They're not.
Well, I'm an idiot because I tried to watch it and I was like, I can't keep up with any fucking body here.
It helps the viewer. It helps to keep because they got their own life to worry about. They got work. They got kids.
How do I keep up with like who's who in this?
Yeah, I got to get my wife some pumpkin soup tonight.
Yep.
Gotta
get some CBD.
Speaking of blue, that's a good segue into our next comment from Sonic Blue, who says, "Change the title to Head Snatchers. Neebs whines for 12 minutes."
Man, I tell you what.
It was bad.
Soon
I didn't even see the video yet.
As soon as I switched to Adralis' computer, I couldn't be stopped.
It was one match.
One click knockout. Everybody I touched.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not an exaggeration at all?
No.
Okay.
It is.
Is that why there's so many down votes on that?
What?
Him whining.
I don't know, but... That's a great segue into our next comment from Strixer, who says,
wow.
"The day when Simon got to yell at Neebs for using gaming logic has finally come. It has brought so much tears of happiness. Then Neebs proceeds
when
to
I
use
went,
child logic
okay.
and swap PCs. Surely it has
it
nothing
worked.
To do
it
with
it
him
worked.
Understanding the game better." Man, these comments couldn't have happened any better the
it
way that the order
Listen,
that oh wow
Thick secretly hates me.
I love you like a brother. I
but
would
listen,
take a bullet
funny.
For you
when I was watching that video and Simon's like, was it the blue one? Because
yeah.
to me, when I was watching the video, it was obvious. You got the head. There's an arrow the same color as the goal you're supposed to put the head in.
Okay.
Yeah.
And even I was screaming at me watching the video. The blue one! The blue one!
All right.
So, now I remember.
No, it was so obvious.
Well, now I want to watch this video.
I had the head.
Okay,
the enemy's head.
Okay.
I just got to throw it. At the same color the arrow's pointing at, and I go to a completely
oh,
different
God.
Color.
It was
right.
crazy, because I wanted you to win. That was like the, you do that, and maybe I, or just end it
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, because listen, that video only showed about 20% of the gameplay we did.
Yeah.
Because we had another 80% of videos of just...
Thick and I winning.
Yeah, Thick and Drowley. Just steamrolling me and
oh, God.
Simon. We couldn't win a fight, ever.
Not even close.
As soon as you click attack, you just knocked out.
We'd kick to the right colored... And we'd follow the arrows.
My All controller right. would stop working sometimes. Like, I wouldn't be able to click or move or do anything.
Oh, boy, here we
no,
go.
Well, I did say that. I mean, I sucked at it. No matter what, I suck. We know that.
So now, hold on. When you moved to Duralius's computer,
man,
it was
I
one
was
match.
Knocking everybody
it was
out.
One match.
At the very end, I was like, I just
okay.
got
yeah,
to try
it,
this. I gotta
he
try
did
it.
Win I hadn't won in a while at that point anyway. It's like, you know. They
no,
were,
but he did win it, though. It's
they
a
were getting
point.
A little bit better. Sure.
Okay.
Sure. You know, tell yourself what you need.
Hey, sometimes.
Listen, I just knew something was awry, and I was like, I got to get the bottom of this.
It was your gameplay.
Yeah.
What? How was, did I just switch
Who was
computers?
Hosting? Who
and
was
I'm
hosting?
Knocking, I don't
Me.
Know.
All
right. So, yeah, Thick, maybe. Thick maybe, was hosting. Maybe there's some lag.
I think I'm going to name this ganging up on Neebs.
That's fine. I can take it.
I know you can.
Now, I'm looking at the stick fight video that we did. One of the things that stick fight does is they'll, right before a match starts, they have the person's name over their heads, and then it goes away. So it's kind of a reminder. And,
I'd like to play that stick game
fight
again.
That stick fight video did very well.
Oh, that was a fun game.
I wonder if they have any new boards or an update.
I don't know.
We'll have to take a look at it. Maybe we'll stream that tonight.
We should. That's a fun game. At least for a little while.
Stream it with a bunch of us. That's fun when we're all able to play.
You should be able to play random people.
You can play random people.
So one person jumps in and we'll play for an hour.
All right, go for it.
I'll try.
I'm down.
That's all my comments.
Hey.
Okay.
Well, very nice. Anyone else have Neebs bashing comments?
Well, I actually avoided Neebs bashing comments
for
the most part because of that scrap, the gun range I made.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was 16 minutes of him ripping on my range.
Yeah, by the way, Drellis, I enjoyed that video.
Thank you so much.
I still haven't watched it, and I want to.
Yeah, it's fun.
I wish you would have
liked your range, Drellis.
Oh, the range was great.
The thing I didn't like was the making up the rules as you went.
Oh, God. That was bad, but that's what also helped a little bit, too.
Yeah, sure.
No, but the range was super impressive.
Oh, thanks.
that's good.
I liked everything about it, probably because I won.
Yeah,
that's why you did.
I'm sure, but I did pretty damn good.
Yeah, you did.
You did great, huh?
So good.
And echo targets. I mean, I loved when you yelled. It's just got a neck.
I know.
It's a silhouette of a body.
It's true.
You know.
Yeah. No. For some reason, afterwards, I was like, yeah, no, that looks a little better than I thought it did initially. I'm like, oh yeah, that's not a neck.
Simon or Neebs, you guys, because I'm going to go last.
Okay.
You know what? And before Neebs starts, let's talk about Squarespace again.
Good idea.
So really, you could turn your dream into a reality with Squarespace. Squarespace makes it easier than ever to launch your passion project. Whether you're looking to start a new business, showcase your work, publish content, sell products, and more, Squarespace is the tool for you. With beautiful templates created by world-class designers and the ability to customize just about anything with just a few clicks, you can easily make a beautiful website yourself. Squarespace's powerful e-commerce functionality lets you sell anything online, and analytics help you grow your site in real time. Everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box, and there's nothing to patch or upgrade ever. Buying domains is simple, and you get the help you need with Squarespace's 24/7 award-winning customer support. Check out squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code Neebs to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com, offer code Neebs for 10% off.
Is it my turn to read some comments?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
My comment is from 7 Days to Die, and the person's name is Mr. Najman, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what they said. Disassemble bike, frame, dig up, done.
What's that mean?
So Simon loves driving bikes in the rivers.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's done it. He drove it into a spike pit once. I think he's driven into a river twice.
Maybe. I think three altogether.
So three times you've driven a bike into something.
I did the last bike drive into something.
Dallas did a canyon. So if I'm reading what he's saying right, maybe if you get a shovel and dig out the ground underneath it, maybe it'll be loose and you can grab it?
Yeah.
We'll try it.
Worth a shot.
Yeah, worth a shot.
Let's try it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for that comment.
Worth a shovel.
Next comment is from Lady Irish. And she wants to know, how many times did they actually die making that bridge?
Only the amount of times that are in the video. Like once.
When you fell through that hole?
One each. Yeah.
That whole fall was really fun. Yeah. Especially the timing of it after you were just.
And that's all on Ada Hop, his wonderful editing.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was separated when we actually recorded it.
Right.
And Ada Hop made it look seamless, like it
happened right after each other.
Did.
He's creeping over Ada Hop. I feel him behind me.
He's like, did y'all say pumpkin soup?
Y'all got some pumpkins? Speak up if you want to say something.
He just did.
Well, you were responding to something about getting the frame back, but I don't think the episode's out yet, right?
Well, he made a comment about the frame, so he must have seen
it.
This is from a 7 Days to Die video that's out already.
I'm editing that scene right now, so that's awesome. That's really helpful. I guess we'll do it next week. I'm just confused, but I guess
I'm confused now too.
Now hold on.
That hasn't happened yet.
No one's driven a bike into something in the video that just came out.
That's the one that comes out tomorrow.
What came out last Friday?
Last Friday,
that was
built the
death bridge.
And did someone drive a bike into something?
Duralius drove. Isn't that the one where he drove the bike?
That's when he drove it into a little
canyon
thing. But you didn't have to dig for that.
Does he mean that? I don't know.
Well, then he must mean that if it was left there. Was it left there?
But yeah, no, you guys got that mic out.
We got it out.
We got it back.
Maybe he left it before he knew you got it back. I don't know. Anyway. So confused.
So guess the video, what?
You guys didn't run bikes
the
video, and shit.
But the video that he's talking about now that's out is going to be out this Friday, so it'll be out so we can still leave all this shit in.
We drive a lot of bikes into things.
Fucking A, we do.
Hey, you guys play the Battlefield 5 alpha?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you guys' thoughts and or opinions?
I've not played it enough to have many of both. I was impressed with the particle effects.
See, I thought really? They were way too much,
oh,
man.
God. Oh, God. You're joking. Hey, it's got jokes.
I enjoyed it in the buildings. I like seeing the snow go around the corner. And, of course, that's not what people
the buildings is
hear.
Where it got me the most, because you go into a building, and I realize this in Alpha, like, hopefully this is one of the things that'll change, but inside the building was really dark, but the snow particle effects are still, like, it's like they're lit like they're outside.
Right.
So
right.
They're still bright and white, and it's just that there's so much of it. It was, yeah. Like, it was super distracting.
Oh,
well, at least I thought so.
Unfortunately, I have not done anything in it yet, so I can't really talk about it, but I'm very curious.
I played probably a dozen rounds. I had a few rounds where I did pretty good. I had fun. To me, it's not much different than any other Battlefield game.
There's a couple different
features. Some of the mechanics and everything's different, but I mean, it's still your basic, like, okay, it's conquest.
Yeah.
Take A, take B. Yeah. Lose A, lose B.
Some of the I love the go prone and walk and move backwards thing where your legs are in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
I like the new spawn system. Where you can kind of
I like that too.
Toggle through your different
like
squad
that.
Mates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then for me, I played medic class mostly.
Yeah, I had the most fun with the medic class. So like what do you think about the dying mechanic? Like when you die now, it takes you to that screen and you can like just reach out to people.
I like screaming. That you can look, but I also when you know no one's around, I wish you could quickly get out of there.
Well, you hold down space bar.
Oh.
And
does that do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it gets you out a little quicker.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The one thing that I didn't like is when you were revived, you would like stand up. There's a delay. You just kind of stand. Like I was revived. There was a guy next to me who was prone. This is when you spawn on somebody. I spawned on somebody who was prone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing straight up on top of him, and I pop, pop, pop. I just get killed.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to? Well, you would normally come in prone along with
hopefully,
him.
Hopefully, yeah. But there's also a delay on the revive as well. So when you get revived, there's like
it's like a moment, but that moment means it's a lot.
Yeah, it's like you're having a senior moment. What am I doing here? So you know, me being really into Battlefield, and that's kind of my baby. I'm not excited still. I mean, it's the only map that I played. I did well on a few rounds. And, looking forward to see what the other maps are like. Would like them to get rid of those the giant potato chips that are flying through the air.
Yeah, at least on that map, for sure. Just dial them back a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm not jazzed.
We'll see.
Were there tanks on that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There were some tanks.
So tanks and planes.
I liked them.
They were a little bit different now. You can run out of ammo on them.
The only vehicle I got to get in, I was in the back looking through the square window again, which I hate. I want to be driving. I want either a gun or a cannon.
But was it as bad? Because the side guns, a lot of the guns in the tanks.
I didn't even have a gun.
No, but you didn't even have a gun?
I was looking out a window.
See, that's just...
I don't know if my window was... If my gun was broke or if it didn't have one.
Right.
See, that seems odd. Like there'd be a reticle or something. You were just passenger. Might have been it was one of the passenger vehicles, yeah?
I was looking out the side of a vehicle,
okay, so you have no
and
idea
I couldn't
where you're
shoot
at.
Anything.
Okay,
I had a reticle, but it could have been one of those because I wasn't in a vehicle enough to understand it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
But it could have been one of those things where your vehicle's damaged on that side and it just didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then more to come when it comes down to when you're playing it more, and I'm going to play it too. So then we'll talk about it again.
Yeah. What? I mean, if they just kept making
the
same over and over again,
going to play that damn game.
Have I never?
You might
played...
play here with us. You're not going to go home and play.
No, I'm not. But why are you being such a? You seem like you're being
like, oh, I can't wait to play. You ain't going to play.
Some of us are all in.
Meaning, I'm going to play it here. I'm not going to go home. I don't play any games for free. That's what I'm talking about. Then why the fuck do you have to say anything?
I don't know, because you're like, you know,
I think he's getting hungry.
Eventually, I'm going to end up playing the game, whether it's for a fucking match or for 10 matches. Eventually, yes, it'll be at work. I also only play Arc at work, but whatever, go fuck yourself. So anyway, well, let's get back to the comments.
Next comment is from Thriving Kermit.
Thriving what?
Kermit, like Kermit the Frog.
Okay. Mm.
Neebs, are you going to do a part two of Wrath? Because I really enjoyed that. And my answer is yes, because I played the game a little more and I love it. Everybody around me is like, yeah, I guess, I don't know.
I like it.
I love it.
You were like, you want to cut it? I was like, eh.
Well,
like, I don't
do you
want to
cut one
wanna,
or two?
Yeah, maybe. But I would rather cut other stuff. But I'll give it a shot.
I love it.
I know. I like playing it. I'd be happy to play it, and if you want to edit it, or...
Why is nobody excited about this game but me?
I'm excited about it, but I think that we should try to get a fucking angle. If you reached out to Axelot...
Oh, no, I forgot to. I will.
Well,
I will.
Do it today.
Okay.
So...
I know how to turn the HUD off.
No,
yeah,
we're not talking about that.
I'm going to do it
now.
That helps.
It helps, but if we could get somebody else in there and play the game as normal, it'd be nice to find out if that's an option, because if it is, it opens it up completely.
And if not,
it?
I mean, I still think it'd be fine without the cinematic someone
yeah.
looking
no,
at
it. Like breaks the,
things
I like
up, and if you can go
episode.
Wide a lot more without having anything else there,
well,
it
just
would be
able
a good
to turn
option.
The HUD off. When we first played, we didn't know how to turn the HUD off.
No,
so
I know
being
that.
Able to do that to get transition shots and everything would be good.
I know that, but while we're shooting too, I'm the one that edited the first
yeah,
one. I had everyone's footage, but there was so much of just, you'd be amazed on how much talking people do about things that they're not even looking at. Part
the first
camera.
Day is the hardest.
All right.
Like an arc.
Yeah, we're
when
in.
You
yeah,
start
we're past.
Arc, first day is hard.
Past that.
Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to
okay,
playing.
Okay, good, because it's fun.
I agree. Even I agree.
I wouldn't know. I'd still like to play it at some
it's
point.
It's annoying, but it's because it's hard in the beginning.
Yeah, it was tough getting started.
Okay.
And once you start building, like you can build and paint and do all that stuff, it's cool.
But it takes a fucking long time. It's very grindy. Takes a long
time. The game
time.
Is grind.
The game is grind.
I sent the email right there.
Thank you.
I have one more comment.
Sure.
And it's from Hentai Haven. Has Neebs ever replied to someone? And if so, can I see a screenshot of the reply? I think we reply more than most YouTubers. I'll spend like, if I'm like on recording days, no, because we're recording. But on days that I'm at home, when a video comes out, I'm like in there.
Yeah.
Replying like crazy.
I do it on my videos. I don't do it for... I feel like everyone should do it on theirs.
I have slacked.
I do it for every video that I'm at home working.
And I do it, but I don't do it enough. And every when I start to do it, I go, oh, man, I need to do this more often. I do it usually every week when I'm picking comments.
I love it.
Yeah, I'll get
yeah
back.
No, it's great.
I like getting feedback.
I need to do it more often, too. I know I respond to a lot of people on Twitter. And it was weird because I was in the mountains recently of North Carolina, which, by the way, if you haven't been, go to the mountains of North Carolina. They're beautiful. But I was unplugged, basically, and it was pretty nice.
Feels
and then
good.
When I got back, it felt like I'd, you know, gone into
up.
The future.
Yeah.
Like, way right. into the future. It's like, what's happened?
Florson Bauer replied to Hentai Haven, saying...
Hentai Haven.
Actually, Thriving Kermit commented asking if they were gonna do another raft video, and Neebs replied with, I want to, gotta talk the guys into it. Because y'all weren't very excited like I was.
I put I to be continued at the
that.
End of
yeah.
it. It was going to happen.
Isn't that crazy? Because I just brought up a comment from Thriving Kermit.
I know you did.
That's insane.
How weird is that?
It's the weirdest
it's the,
thing
the weirdest.
Ever.
It's never been ever that weird.
It's like
and
those
then
ghost
I replied
chairs.
To Florson Bauer, and I said, I saw him respond to Florson Bauer, who responded to Hentai Haven.
Wow.
Very nice. That was good. Clever yeah. how you worked that in, is weaving. Know.
This is almost like some sort of like... Like Doctor
it, what,
Who.
What does it mean?
Paradox thing.
It's like Memento.
What does this mean?
What?
Yeah, or Inception.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Can we move on?
Yeah, I'm done.
We should.
Go ahead, Simon.
Jesse Tattoo Gaming says Deep Rocks looks like a perfect game for Neebs and crew, and I believe he's talking about Deep Rock
Galactic.
And I remembered talking about this, but I asked everyone before. I'm like, did we talk about this in a video? I don't fucking remember. But several people was saying that in the commenting on comments videos. So,
yeah,
just
I know
throwing it out there.
Yeah, I know I've talked about it. Yeah, it is one I'd like to see us try.
Like,
that's for all the like the little dwarf guys.
Yeah, everyone's
are
a dwarf. There's four different classes. There's like a scout. There's like an engineer. So everybody kind of has a job to do. But you just go down into the mine. It's procedurally generated, kind of like Minecraft. There's no like level. That
oh, really?
You do, yeah. So it just generates itself, and I think you have, you know, you would just get into the mine, try to get the best materials you can, and get out.
That sounds
right.
fun to
but
me.
But it's like
right, a one-off for sure. You'd think to check it out, right?
It sounds like, to me, like it'd be fun for a while.
Yeah,
I know,
maybe.
But I'm just saying at the minimum.
I'd certainly like to try it. It's on sale right now. If we're going to get it, let's get it.
Why don't we buy it today?
We can.
Make it a thing. What if it's on sale, because we should, I mean, like one of those things where, like Raft. Raft was, you brought that
it's
to
not
us
on sale.
There.
It's not on sale.
It's $24.99.
Oh, Deep Rock? That must have gone off today. It was on the Steam sale, the summer sale.
We'll talk about it. We'll
that
talk about
yesterday.
It.
That was yesterday.
Well, thank you, Jesse Tattoo.
I'm looking at it right now. Kind of looks like the same art style as like Scrap Mechanic.
Ada Hobbs said that he brought it up to us the first week or month or whatever that he started working here.
A lot of people have compared it also a little bit to Left, like it's a mix of Minecraft and like Left 4 Dead. Because, you know, you're all four, like all of a sudden you'll just get swarmed by creatures, and y'all have to fight them off.
I mean, fuck that.
I think it looks good. No, yeah. No, it's fun.
That sounds great. Kidding.
Leo Ronan says, I'm getting a Jack Russell Terrier on July 13th. Still don't have a name. Neebs Crew, please pick the name. I know we've done this before. Love your channel. What?
Dick 44.
Okay.
No. Everyone's going to just chew
is the Jack Russells of people.
There you go. And Vids, no, he's not. Please pick a name for me. I love your channel and Vids, and I want a name to name him after one of you or a name you pick, possibly a fallen pet from Ark, so please help me out.
Oh, well, it sounds like Thick may be the best name. What's options. Your argument for he's the Jack?
He just,
I don't know,
just,
I don't know dog breeds.
You ever met a Jack Russell? They're the little ones.
They're hyper, like, man. He's not hyper.
They're kind of like divas, like little dog divas.
They're hyper. Right. They jump all over the place. Yeah, they're high energy.
I'm really athletic, so I don't know. Oh, no, they are too, actually.
They are.
Yeah.
They're right.
Oh, but they're cute.
Okay.
I would say a good name. Like, Neebs the Corgi's already taken. So that's.
Mm-hmm. I have a kitten, by the way.
And I'm a cat.
And you're a cat?
Well, I think in the
I'm
same.
I'm a cat too.
Right.
Just recently named.
What about didn't we have a Dr. Gums?
Dr. Gums is a good name. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. There's a suggestion.
What about one of the things from Subnautica?
Dr. Spaghetti.
We have a lot of doctors around here.
Dr. Spaghetti's a great name, though. Like that. I know we rant and raved
and
over it during
Jack
that.
Russell,
but
too, when I hear that.
Yeah, so I would
Dr. Spaghetti.
I would suggest Dr. Spaghetti or Thick,
whichever.
So yeah, and
I'd be honored if you named it Thick. That's cool.
Short, just Doc is a good.
That's
Doc.
True too. So you several know. Suggestions.
Yeah,
or if it's a girl, Kelly Clarkson.
There you go. Good luck, Leo. Lonely Soul Searcher. Now I believe this is a comment. Adahop grabbed a few for me and gave them to me because I was having a hard time picking them.
Oh.
It was very nice. So Lonely Soul Searcher says, "This is great. I'm just waiting for the madness to take Duralius completely, then he'll kill his friends before realizing what he's done. Then they confront him, and eventually they all talk it over, ending the episode standing together as the Horde attacks and they leap into action as a team, but more importantly, as a family."
This is like whenever the Avengers, after they had that Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? I forget. It's been a while since I saw it. Is it like that?
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Okay.
Yeah. With the Horde coming.
So, Lonely Soul Searcher, I enjoyed that comment.
I'm fine.
You, that thing that you're doing, that is coming from a real place. I feel like when you're, you motherfucker, like you really do want to hurt us.
That's interesting. Interesting perspective.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I like you're not responding in a creepy way at all.
Oh, I already I said I'm fine.
Yeah, sure you are. Midnight Crusader says, Adahop better not quit. I need his video editing in my life. Great comment, Adahop.
That was
a great
from Adahop.
Job. That was from one of Adahop's comments that he gave me.
Okay, so last time he had
no,
him
but
picking.
It's very true. He does a great job editing, along with Anthony.
Yeah.
With Ark.
Anthony.
Yeah. Testify HD says, again, Simon equals gold ratings.
Yeah.
Thick 44 proved he equals death. It is great to see and hear the rage in Thick 44 when he can't do something or gets killed. I did not pick this comment.
Oh, no,
this was
fine.
Another one of
what
his.
What was that from?
Probably from that 7 days where I was trying to get up that building.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course.
God, that was
sometimes
funny.
The maneuverability in that game and the ladders are really wonky.
Well,
but
yeah, there was a ladder that Neves couldn't get up in the game the other day. And it's like, there's no
right
reason you
me.
Shouldn't be able to get up this ladder. It didn't make any sense.
I had flashbacks of the Lighthouse Horde.
Yeah, this doesn't happen in a game like GTA or Battlefield. Like, the ladders aren't, like, invisible in some places.
Battlefield, then, like, oh my goodness, like a 2-foot hump. Good luck climbing over that.
But I feel like ladder technology is established.
Yeah.
You walk up to it, you go up.
Well, Ark is weird, too. It's like you got to hit the button to grab onto it and climb. Like,
yeah.
I like 7 days better. Like, 7 days better when it works.
Yeah.
You just walk up to it and kind of like, you just naturally walk up the thing.
But if you veer off one way or another at all.
Yeah. It'll throw you. It's kind of like Minecraft. Yeah. Minecraft is the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
Turtle Flight Studio says, holy what, this is really weird. So Neebs is talking about making rope out of grass, and I am literally listening to this podcast while I make grass rope to entertain myself because it's a pretty tedious hobby. How weird is that? I cannot believe this.
We're watching you.
I know we are. But how, I mean, seriously, out of 200,000 people, which isn't that many people. I mean, it's a lot of people.
Yeah,
but,
it's a lot of people. But the fact that somebody's making rope grass.
That's what I'm talking about because it's such an odd thing. Anyway,
I love those like survivor videos. Mm-hmm. Like,
I tried to make some rope grass.
Did you?
Yeah, but it was too short, way too short. But I twisted. I just wanted to try.
Okay. I watched Naked and Afraid for the first time. Or Naked and Alone? One of those Naked and doing
pretty
something.
Sure.
Yeah, they take like a couple of people and they dump them off in the woods somewhere.
Yep, a guy and a girl.
Yeah, and it's like, all right.
Also a camera crew.
Yeah. Not too far from
McDonald's. Yeah, like how can you act really that scared when somebody's filming you 6 feet
away? And
they've
got like craft
know?
Service and shit.
Yeah, because I was in the mountains too for a week, and I had I got to have cable for a week because I don't have cable in my house anymore. So I was able to watch some shows that I don't normally get to watch.
You know what's funny? When I go to the gym, they have Naked and Afraid on half the time.
Yeah.
On the
it's a weird
TVs
place to have that
hanging
on.
From the ceiling.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, that's a weird show to pick for the gym, right?
Yeah, very weird.
Guess so.
Something like Scrubs or,
Yeah, Scrubs would be much
just
better.
Friends. Just not like...
Zach Braff fucking running on the treadmill staring at that handsome son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see nothing but like sad movies playing along the treadmill.
A Lifetime.
Just people crying as they're trying to run.
I know I brought this up before. Any of you guys seen that Will Ferrell Lifetime movie?
No.
What? He made a fucking Lifetime movie?
Oh, yeah.
Is it tongue-in-cheek like it's a Lifetime movie? Or
no, serious? They own it. And really? It's him and I forget the female. She's from
Kristen
SNL
Wiig?
As well. Yes.
Who? Wow.
She's
Kristen
great.
Wiig.
I like her. I like Kristen
they Wiig. Both, like, you know that they were working on some movie or ran into each other, and one of them had the idea. They're probably baked out of their gourds. They're like, let's fucking do it,
and
let's own it.
Let's make a Lifetime
like,
movie.
Own it. Because it's like a script that's just a typical.
Yeah. Sure.
Right.
It's I want to see
this.
It's really something else.
Is it funny or is it just like bad like a Lifetime movie?
It's
funny because it's weird.
It's an inside joke, isn't it?
It's an inside
joke.
Wouldn't
it be funny if we did a
real
Lifetime movie?
That's what I feel like. And at the end of every take, you know that they were probably just cutting the fuck up. But when the camera's rolling, they're in it.
Oh, if they try to stray, I can't wait to see it.
But they did a full feature. Yeah.
I bet they had a blast doing that.
I guarantee they did. That would have been a really fun one to work on.
We should do a Lifetime movie.
Yeah. I feel like we can nail it.
I just saw The Disaster Artist, and I know a couple of you guys had seen that.
Yeah, I want to watch it. I think it's on Netflix now. It's on one of the streaming services. I noticed it last night, and I made a mental note of like, I'm watching that soon.
Is it my turn?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me close this fucker down. Sebastian Monk. This is from My Scrap Mechanic with the shooting range.
Mm-hmm.
Did Duralius test this challenge before? I did. I just didn't have a scoring system. Now, when I copied and pasted the file, or like when we were carrying it over and had to rebuild it, it shifted some of my like bearings. So where the ducks were like facing down and all that shit. That's why they weren't working for the first two rounds. It was weird stuff.
It's a glitchy game.
It is. And it's still, I think it's still amazing what you can make work.
No, it's impressive. But like, even if you built a shooting range that worked and then just brought a couple people in, all of a sudden
things get weird.
There's more physics to deal with.
Yeah,
right.
Things go crazy.
It does, and it makes things go wonky, right? But for those who do have scrap and they would like to give it a shot, I did paste that link so
that
you can
build.
Do that build in your own on your own, but make sure you walk around it and check where the bearings and stuff are. You know, give it a double check, improve it. It'll probably work for you. But anyway, you'll figure it out. Thank you, Sebastian. This is from Bobby Bench. Neeb spends the whole video complaining that he doesn't know what's going on. I guess I did have a Neeb's whining one.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm glad that
it's nice to bring it back.
Spends the whole video complaining that he doesn't know what's going on when he wouldn't allow Dora to explain in the beginning. But this video was redeemed by Thick being a team player,
ooh,
Dora's classic untested invention, and Simon for being competent.
Yes.
But what was behind the danger door? Such a tease. Please reveal in commenting on comments.
Yeah, we never went back there.
It's just like you. It's just seeing how
just
the targets come out.
Being
I wanted a door there so you wouldn't see it. I could have filled it in, but I also wanted easy access if I had to fix something.
Pretty much a broom closet.
So there you go.
Now you know. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, it was not a big deal, but like putting danger in skull and crossbones, it makes it seem like a big deal. It's not. This is from commenting on comments.
Okay.
The last one, I did win the worst cousin award.
Oh.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah, because when I was even talking about it, and you guys are giving me shit for not having brought it up, my cousin's band up in Duluth, when I revealed the name of it, I said the wrong fucking band name.
This was last company comments.
Because I searched it, and I was like, what was the name that you said?
I said Naked Colors.
Right, so I'm like, all right, man, Naked Colors. I got to find a picture of these guys, throw it in, so they could see it. I'm like, there's no Naked Colors in Duluth. What's their name?
Nude Colors.
Nude Colors.
Nude Colors.
We were giving Dallas crap because he had never mentioned this band once. I've been friends with him for like 100 years.
A horrible cousin. And then I say the wrong
name. And then you say the wrong name. It was perfect. So I put the picture up with a question mark like, huh? Is this them?
Oh,
did
man.
I even show the right? I did. Cause,
you did. So yeah. I had to redeem myself a little bit. I
so
told
now
him
everyone
about
needs
it.
To go check them out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
call them by the wrong
colors.
Name.
Nude Colors.
Nude Colors.
You read in Duluth Band or whatever and yeah, give them some love on the tubes of you. They've got like a video and yeah, they
got a channel because I'll share the link.
No, I don't think they have a channel, but
well,
I honestly don't know.
He wouldn't know. He's
a horrible fucking cousin.
There he is.
The shittiest cousin ever. I'll find out. I'll be the good cousin. I'll share a link if I can find
There you go. Oh, and I found this last minute. Conflicting comments.
Hey.
Conflicting comments.
Two comments that are different
from each other.
Next on top and invite each other.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Redneck Rampage says, I can't believe Far Cry was canceled. This series was one of your guys' most creative, entertaining, and funny series you guys have done. Sad to see it go, but hopefully another mockumentary is in the works for the future. YouTube commenter says, Far Cry 5 series wasn't that good. The scripted shit isn't that good. The dynamic the majority of your audience enjoys is the spontaneous group gameplay. It's your forte. You all are very good and natural at that. No wonder it failed.
Mm. Bless his heart.
Mm.
Wow.
I like
both. Maybe we should have scripted it.
Yeah,
huh?
We should script.
I know, honestly.
What is wrong with
script.
You?
There's no...
Like, you could script something in Far Cry.
Yeah, exactly.
You try to do anything. A turkey's attacking
right.
you,
exactly.
or a wolf.
Five
or
planes are up your ass.
Like, we might go, hey, this might be fun or something like that, but you don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
You just get in there and play.
But, you know, to each their own. We certainly didn't script it, though. That game is
you
fucking madness.
You know, unless there's some sort of mod for that game that we don't know
good
about.
Good luck trying to script that. And I will go out
we
on
we couldn't
the...
even get our shots that we were trying to get.
No.
You try to get an established shot of something, there's a buffalo hitting you in the face.
Right. Well, just people just driving by, just
yeah,
start to
just
shoot
shooting
you.
At you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was difficult. And then we got most recent comment.
Mm.
And this is from the head swapper thing. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Comment from Amanda Burt.
Oh, I know that
shit,
name.
Holy shit, this is long.
Oh,
I
no.
did too.
Oh, you picked a big one, huh?
Well yeah, but it starts off with, this was actually good. You guys pinned me down with laughter, and I had a ball of time watching you. Ha ha, LOL, my lame attempt to crack a joke, sorry. Was there a joke in there?
A ball of a time?
Oh. I thoroughly enjoyed watching this game, even though it looks like a kid's game, adults can play it too. Thanks for finding some.
You gotta read it as if you give a shit.
I picked a really long one.
But then change it or say it.
Okay, I'll own it. Okay, we'll get
do the whole
good
time. So,
I did have trouble keeping up with who was who.
Dick.
Yeah. Then when Neebs swapped with Dora, it got me more confused. Neebs could be the reason I'm watching it early. Could be the reason I'm watching it early Friday morning. Plus being sick. But even with this confusing, or with this is confusing for those reasons, making me laugh while sick kept my mind off of how I was feeling. Even for the 12 minutes and 11 seconds, I didn't need to know who was who. It's still be able to enjoy and entertained. As always with you guys. So thank you for finding ways to brighten up my day and warm me up on a winter's day in Australia, and where everyone is sick at some point because of this horrible cold weather. There's always sunshine and a silver lining watching your videos. Thanks and love you guys. Keep up the great work and awesome videos coming. And I, many other people in Australia and around the world appreciate it. XO kisses.
Mm.
Thank Cheers. You, Amanda.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
That was very nice.
Sweet,
and
very sweet comment.
Gosh. Interesting how it exactly pointed out when... Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Everything
yeah.
On.
Yeah. Hey. Next time we play a game like that,
sure,
I'll do
sure.
color coded.
We'll yeah. There you go.
Thing.
A little key, I guess.
A key, exactly. Yes.
That one was. The characters were a lot tinier than we were hoping, especially after we were doing like our self designs.
Uh huh.
You're like, you do all that work on a head, and
then
this is so tiny.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, then you
now
couldn't
we know.
Even use it.
And then we couldn't even use them anyway. So
you awesome. Can use them in other game
hey,
modes.
So we're good.
We are.
Yeah. And we're done.
We are.
Thanks to our sponsors.
Yeah,
sponsor.
Thank you to our sponsor, Squarespace.
Yeah.
Thank you for you guys writing these comments and actually watching our videos. We
yeah.
love you, and we appreciate it.
We sure as hell do. Mm-hmm.
Yep. See you next time.